Over the years, there's been many controversial games involving Celtic and both Ibrox teams. One match, played in the shadow of World War II, is largely unknown, but features refereeing bias, bans, and drunkenness. The end of the Second World War brought peace to Europe, and initially won trophy to Celtic Park. A victory in Europe Cup was won by Celtic on the 9th of May 1945, the day after the war in Europe came to an end. And then in 1946, a Victory Cup took place. This was a much bigger event and involved 32 sides. The prize was in fact recognisable to Scottish football fans. During the war, a Southern League Cup was held. This later became the League Cup. The trophy for this was used as the Victory Cup. In the first round, Celtic faced St Johnstone. On the 20th of April 1946, Celtic travelled to Perth and claimed an 8-2 win. The second leg, 4 days later, was an equally simple 5-0 victory for the Hoops. Celtic were in the second round with a 13-2 aggregate score. At the second stage, Celtic were drawn with Queen of the South. This time, there was only one leg, and the boys claimed a 3-0 win on the 4th of May 1946. John Gallagher scored twice, and a third came from Tommy Kiernan. In the quarter-finals, Celtic had a journey to Fife. On the 18th of May 1946, Celtic went to Starks Park in Kirkcaldy. They beat Raith Rovers 2-0 thanks to goals from John Gallagher and Jimmy Cyril. Rangers had also reached the semi-finals, but with more problems than Celtic. The Ibrox men had beaten Stenhouse Muir in the first round, and then Airdrie at the second stage, but they needed a replay to get past Falkirk in the quarter-finals. On the 1st of June 1946, 65,000 watched as Celtic and Rangers drew 0-0 in one semi-final at Hampden Park. Rangers were the better team, and Celtic goalkeeper Willie Miller was widely praised for his performance. In the other semi-final, Hibs reached the final by beating Clyde 2-1 at Tynecastle. 4 days later, Celtic and Rangers were back at Hampden for the semi-final replay. This time, a smaller but still large crowd of around 50,000 turned out. By the end of the 90 minutes, there would be enormous controversy. Matthew Dale was the match referee. He was believed to be a Rangers fan, and in one previous game between the Ibrox side and St Mirren, the Paisley men had threatened to walk off the park due to his decisions. As the game began, Celtic complained about different decisions. Rangers went ahead though in 10 minutes, and soon various Celts, especially Cyril and Gallagher, were limping due to hard fouls, but no free kicks were given to the Celts. The referee later fell over. Celtic defender George Patterson tried to help him back to his feet and smelled alcohol on his breath. When he asked if the match official was okay, Patterson was instead booked for his trouble. At half-time, Celtic lodged a protest against the referee. Whilst there were concerns about his pro-Ibrox views, this was much less important than him being drunk. The Celtic players and board officials complained, but nothing happened. Celtic struggled in the second half. The injuries to Cyril and Gallagher were so bad the boys were down to only 9 fit men, this being in the days before substitutes were allowed. Then things got worse. Rangers were given a penalty, and the Celtic captain George Patterson refused to hand over the ball to let this be taken. As a result, referee Dale sent him off, putting Celtic down to only 8 fit players. Matters soon became even bleaker for the Hoops. Another Celt, Jimmy Mallon, rubbed out the penalty spot with his boot, then kicked the ball away. As a result, he too was sent off. This left the Celts with only 7 fit players. Rangers scored the penalty, and the boys were 2 down. Trouble now extended to the terraces. Some fans tried to invade the pitch, and one Celtic supporter tried to tack the referee. Eventually, the match restarted, and Rangers, unsurprisingly, saw out a 2-0 victory. After the game, Celtic received more punishment. The club were fined £50 and had to post warnings at Celtic Park about crowd behaviour. 3 Celts also received long bans, Patterson and Mallon for 3 months, and Matt Lynch for 1 month. Matt Lynch's ban had even been opposed by a Rangers player. Ibrox man Jimmy Duncanson wrote to Lynch saying that the Celt had done nothing wrong and shouldn't be punished. But still, the ban stood, and no action was taken against the referee. 10 days later, Rangers were back at Hampden to beat Hibs and claim the Victory Cup. The Celts were less than happy, furious at the referee's input. It seems that some things never change. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, Follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X. You can also take part in a free Celtic History walking tour. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more information.